Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Word. Welcome to Life Remix Radio, broadcasting live to you weekdays at 12 noon from Times Square. It's your girl, Cy Brown, bringing you your daily dose of urban inspiration, conversation, solutions, all that good stuff, just so we can live a better life and be better us's, I guess, for the most part. You know, I don't know, for everybody that's watching on YouTube, just watching, that's going to download the show on YouTube. I got caught in the rain in New York City last night. Oh, you know what? Let me tell you one thing. You know me. I kind of go off on these tangents real quick. If anybody gets an opportunity, go to Landmark Forum. Landmark Forum, and I believe it's landmarkeducation.com because that's last night for the Landmark Forum class, which is right down the street. Landmark's office in the city is on 33rd and 8th, and office is on 39th and 8th, so I was able to walk down the street. But the point is, it was raining, and I got stuck in the rain. So everybody watching on YouTube or watching on YouTube, yes, I have on a hat, and yes, my hair is just kind of also tucked underneath the hat today because it's going to be, you know, it's raining. It's still kind of frizzy. So, but anyway, I just want to let you know. Oops, I forgot to open the chat room. I am opening up the chat line right now. See, that's why. Something to remind me what I'm supposed to be talking about every day. You know, we're getting it down. Okay. Now I can say the chat room is now open. So for those of you, as I want to share, are at work and can't call in, you can definitely hit us up on the chat line. I just opened it, Life Remix Radio. So just go to Blog Talk Radio. But other than that, I just want to share with you, I mean, we have the most amazing guests. Y'all know I am so excited. And I have to thank my publicist, Dee Dee, who has been blasting this all over the internet. And today's guest, if you don't know, you're going to know in a second once I play a little melody of her music. Blog Talk Radio actually did a feature. Like, once you go to www.blogtalkradio, you will see, like, her picture. So just listen. So we're just going to have a good time today, and I'm so excited. You know, I want to have a quick conversation about prayer with us before we get into jump into the today's show. I have a conversation. Most of y'all know my staff is dispersed throughout the country, and one of the guys who works for one of the booking agents for my company, the Platinum Speakers Bureau, he lives in Connecticut, and we talk every single morning on the phone at 8 o'clock. And today, you know, his name is Tom. Tom is really good. Tom Ficklin. Hey, Tom, shouting you out for the Platinum Speakers Bureau. We were talking about prayer. And he was saying, you know, we just kind of talk about, you know, prayer and how it impacts you in business and things like that. And I remember saying that, well, if God is so big and so awesome and we're so, like, finite in our person and our thinking, why or how dare we go to him and petition for what we want when he already has everything laid out? So I'm just putting it out there. If you guys can send me emails to sb@cybrown.com, that way I would love to have a little conversation about this, and maybe we can do it as a topic for a subsequent show. So that's that. Wait, y'all know, too. Wait, one more juicy thing before we get into today's guest. I'm sorry, I'm trying to squeeze it all in. Did anybody see Wendy Williams and Omarosa? It's on YouTube also. Like, Omarosa told Wendy her weave is 3 inches too high, and then they're talking about nose jobs. So it was kind of scandalous. And I was like, you know what, that's not even right. That's not even, you know, I have to big up Wendy Williams. Everybody is blasting Wendy Williams, but she handled herself this time like a lady because she did not do anything to prompt Omarosa to just get raw and nasty with her. So, but you know what, I'm stopping all my banter. I'm just going to go right into today's guest. Let me just play y'all a little something, and maybe you'll know who it is.
Who's that? Dancing to the latest. Why'd you pull the greatest? Oh, it's your influence in me. morning.
You know, I'm screaming in your ear. I just love you.
Thank you.
You know, I'm a Gen Xer, but I just
you're
love
what?
You, Tina. A Gen Xer. You know, I'm a little bit younger. I wasn't supposed to be listening to you and Rick James.
Oh, a Gen Xer.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to be listening to you and Rick James.
Sound like Star Wars for a minute. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. I'm one of those. I'm one of the ones who Friday night when their parents were in the living room, you know, drinking and partying, and we supposed to be in the bedroom sleep, and we were listening to your music.
I'm one of those too from the generation before me.
You know what? I think we all are because my kids
have
done the same thing.
I did that. I have my memories with Al Green.
I know, right? How funny is that? You know something? Everybody, y'all know who Tina is. Just soulful, platinum, selling R&B artist. You know what? Numero uno, before we start this interview, Tina, can you help me out? What are the words? What are the words after flashback, who's that, and square biz? Did I lose you? Tina?
Hmm?
Can you hear me?
Did I
lose you?
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Something happened with the phone.
Okay, sorry about that. I was just saying, before we get started, you know, I love flashback, who's, you know, I can't sing. But what are the words that come after flashback, who's that, in the song Square Biz?
Dancing to the latest. Suave, de bon, the greatest. Ooh,
what
sure
is that?
Is moving me.
Pardon what me? Is suave, de bon?
Suave, de bon is like fine.
Oh.
It's fresh.
You know, I'm singing it and didn't even know what I'm singing. Listen, I just want to get into this right away. Your career is just peppered with hit after hit after hit. You know, I made my exodus. I was a publicist in the industry for a long time, and I couldn't take it. And I got out of the industry in 2003. How have you been able to just last and prevail in an industry that's so fickle?
I believe it's my faith in God and how much I love God, how much He loves me. Music is a gift. It's been a gift in my life, and I don't abuse it. It's very special. I mean, it's next to my child, and the love of God is the most special thing.
You know, it's so funny. That you did mention God, because the whole concept of Life Remix Radio is where, you know, I speak a lot to my generation, this whole hip-hop generation, the 30-somethings, I'm 37 years old, how we have to rethink how we look at religion, how we look at life, and how we look at purpose. Have you ever questioned your purpose as it relates to your music and, like, what the calling is on your life?
Of course I have. Of course I have. I would be a liar to say I haven't. I'm working on some inspirational music right now that I'm going to sell on my website. And so I have like an R&B album and then an inspirational album, and then I'm working on a jazz album.
Oh, wow.
But I don't want to mix them together. You know, because I do question things, certain things that I do, and I just don't think I should put them all together. So I'm going to do something special with each one.
You know, it's is it that the albums can't coexist, or is it because you're in a different place when preparing each album?
I'm in a different place. I'm in a different place.
You know,
when the inspirational music comes from me, it comes directly from God, you know. And sometimes the other songs do too. He God likes music. but I've always been very, very careful about the lyrics that I put out there and not being raunchy or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Being very, even if it's a sensual message that I've very classy about what I say and not raunchy, and, you know, I think that I've always tried to do that.
Do you think there's, or what do you think of the distinction now? Because when you have made some of your classics, I'm just looking at your top 40 hits. I'm a sucker for Your Love, Behind the Groove, I Need Your Lovin', Square Biz, Ooh La La La, you know, my engineer, Dewan, he put that little mix together for us today. But do you think, what do you think of the distinction between when you made music and people had to wonder versus the music that's now and they're just like, this is what it is?
Oh, yeah, everything is blatantly in your face now. It leaves nothing to the imagination. I don't know. And I think it's getting worse. You know, it just gets, it's like, how, I can't even imagine what they're going to say next year because it seems like I've heard it all.
Yeah.
Now, you know, and our kids, they don't really have, you know, it's just like, it's not even a shock. It's not even shocking to them. You know what I'm saying? It's still shocking to me, but it just makes me it makes me sad because it's not very clever. I mean, unless you're talking about like Lil Wayne Lollipop or something, he was very clever. But,
yeah,
you know, it's not a lot of really clever music, and I always challenge the young people that I meet to, you know, write a clever song. You know, Tupac was clever. You know,
oh, I love him. Just
you know,
love him.
Common is clever. Lil Wayne's metaphors are amazing. You know, he
mm-hmm.
writes metaphors and some of this other stuff is just I don't know what it is. I heard a song last night. Shorty got powerful draws. I was like, my friend looked at me and she was like, you, and I just fell out laughing, you know?
Yeah.
Because...
No, you're right.
You know, that's not how they meant powerful draws, but to us it was like, you know, they really need to think about what they're writing, because I would think the powerful draws would stink to the high heavens, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm with you on that one. I mean, it's just, and I think that's one of the things that detracts me from even turning on the radio because
yeah, like
I do have
saying,
children.
You speak to the your generation, hip hop generation. This is not whatever this is that's going on. This is not hip hop. Hip hop didn't start from this. Hip hop came from a very another place, a very inspirational place, a place that lifted up the spirit and the mind. And this is. Most of this, not hopefully all of it, but a lot of this is very degrading.
It's frustrating because, well, the thing that really got me to really question my place in it, especially coming from an industry perspective, coming from working in the industry and seeing how it's such a machine and all the mechanisms in place, I was driving my children to school one morning and I was singing Shake That Laffy Taffy, Shake That Laffy,
uh-huh.
And I'm jamming in the car and we're listening
right.
to Miss Jones on the morning show who says bitch like every 5 minutes. Well, she's not on, she just got off the air. But, and I looked at my son, and most of my listeners know I've said this before, I looked at Daquan and I'm like, Daquan, that's not cool if mommy sings that, is it? He was like, nope. He was like, mommy, you know you can't be singing that. But even when he said it, I was like, dad, he's kind of right. Like,
mm-hmm.
you. And it was
How
at that very moment.
How old is he?
Daquan is now 18, but this is when he was a freshman, so he was about
mm-hmm.
14
mm-hmm.
at the time. And I had my younger son, Miles, in the car, who at the time was probably about 9 or 10, because they're almost
mm-hmm.
5 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized the influence that I was having on them, because here's their mom singing Shake That Laffy Taffy. Oh, you know something, Tina? I have people calling. Oh, gosh, the lines are lit up. Would you mind taking some calls today from some of my listeners?
I don't mind.
Oh, great. Caller from 951, you are on the line with Tina Marie. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I do. Tina Marie, I just wanted to say thank you for blessing us with your beautiful voice.
Oh.
You have an awesome voice.
Thank you. Thank God for that.
Yes. And I also wanted to ask you a question. First of all, I wanted to know if you can tell me when you will be touring again, when will you be performing in concert?
I'm performing right now. I have a concert tomorrow in Los Angeles at the Gibson Amphitheater.
Okay, I was just going to say, what about California? Because that's where I'm at.
Yes, yeah. Tomorrow night, Friday night, July 25th at the Gibson Amphitheater with Lakeside and Cameo.
Nice.
And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, okay, thanks. I appreciate that. And also, one more question, if you don't mind. I wanted to know, how was your experience working with Rick James? You guys were awesome together.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Magical. I learned a lot from him about production and arranging and writing songs. And he was just a brilliant, brilliant man and musician. And it was amazing to be around him. He was my best friend and my mentor, my one-time lover. That didn't last very long. That shouldn't have been a part of the relationship that we ventured into, but I guess it made the music great.
Okay.
Just, you know, he was everything to me, and I miss him a lot.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for answering those questions.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
The awesome music. I grew up listening to you as a little girl. I'm 37, so Square Beans, all that stuff.
Well, where do you live? Hello?
Cole,
yes.
Are you still there? Yes, I am here.
Where do you live? That
I grew up to listening to her music, and it's really
no,
awesome.
I said, where do you live now?
Oh, I'm in California. California.
And what
I'm
part?
Riverside.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to say 1971 is really representing in the house today. Caller, thank you for calling in. We have another caller from 910 area code. Caller, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I just wanted to say that I also grew up with Tina, and I loved your music from being a little girl. You impacted my life, that song, Square Bits, and you talked about Nikki Giovanni, and when I got the opportunity to read, it just amazed me. And I'm just amazed at how enlightened your music was. How can that be that you could be who you are and still, have a song about the revolution? And how can you be that enlightened? I mean...
Thank you. Because I am enlightened, and I grew up in the church. My parents are, my mother's, both my mother and father were Roman Catholic. I went to Catholic school up until I was in the seventh grade, so I had a very, very strong Christian base. And since I was a little girl, I've always loved Jesus Christ. And I just feel that God the Father, really touched me and had a very special destiny for me. I think part of that destiny was for people to see that it really shouldn't matter what the color of your skin is when you sing something or whatever you do in life. It should only be important the love that you have in your heart. I always use this as an example. A lot of people thought that Minnie Riperton was a white woman because her songs were more like pop folk songs, and she had an operatic voice, and she studied opera as a child, and she, why should she have had to have sang like Aretha Franklin? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, they would look at her like she didn't have the soul of like an Aretha or whatever, but we all have our own soul, And she had a beautiful, beautiful voice, and just because you're black, doesn't mean you should have to sing gospel, or some of the greatest opera singers in the world are black females, And I just happened to love rhythm and blues music, And
hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh. Tina, you still with us? Tina?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
I just had a dizzy spell. I'm sorry.
Wow. Oh, well, we're just going to pray because that's what we do.
Anyway,
thank
I
you,
hope
God.
I answered your question.
Yes, it does. You do it so well, and your music is so deep and so enlightening. It's just amazing to me. It's not fake or something for show. It's real, and I think that's the attraction for
thank
me
you.
At least.
Thank you.
I have one more question. Tell me more about the inspirational album that you're coming out with.
It directly happened from, I guess, probably a few episodes that happened in my life the last few years. I had some medical problems. I had a picture fall off a wall in a hotel and hit me in the head. I jumped. It's because I thought it was an earthquake. It was really, really loud and scary. And my daughter was laying on the opposite side of the bed, and my first instinct was to protect her, and I jumped. And not only did I get a head concussion, but I also perforated the lowest disc in my back. I had a refrigerator in my house fall on me, a Sub-Zero refrigerator.
Whoa.
Fell on me. And by the grace of God, I didn't step back, because if I would have stepped back, I would have been crushed between the counter and the refrigerator itself. I actually dropped to my knees, so I was inside the refrigerator, and that's what saved me. Well, it's part of what saved me. But all the glassware fell on top of me. I had my foot was split open. I had 11 stitches in my foot. I lost Rick, and I had a few other things happen in my family that were pretty devastating, and the only thing that really got me through it was calling on the Lord, God Jehovah, and calling on Jesus Christ, and I wouldn't have made it if I didn't do that, and God was directly sending me music that was keeping me lifted. So I first started putting all of this music together, and as I was writing the other stuff as well, and then I decided, I had an epiphany recently that I didn't really want to put the two genres of music together. So I believe that what I'm going to do is, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell the inspirational music on my website, www.tinamarie.com. And then I'm going to tie the percentage of it to the church. And I also have, I'm also an artist. So all my artwork is inspirational as well. I have a piece called Message to a Black Man that I drew in Egypt. My medium is colored pencils, and it's a picture of a pharaoh, and the backdrop is a photograph that I shot in the Nubian tombs. So we superimposed the pharaoh onto the picture. It came out pretty powerful. And then the picture that I did on my last album, Sapphire, is a phoenix rising from the ashes, symbolizing Katrina and New Orleans coming back. I'm working on a drawing right now that I call Time to Paint, and that's going to be the name of the organization. And it's a picture of Christ. In the Catholic Church, there's a statue that of Jesus that my mother gave me, a lot of Catholics have this statue in their house. It's a statue of Jesus as a little child, and it's called The Infant of Prague. So I painted Christ as a little bit older, so I call him the Prince of Prague. And in his colorful robes, and it has a paintbrush that's laying across the top. It's like a cross, like he's laying on the cross, but it's really beautiful. And the paintbrush is laying on the top of the cross. And what it symbolizes there is that when you look around you in the world and you see this beautiful world that we live in, that God created, that he's the greatest painter of all, that he's the master painter.
Amen.
And there's absolutely nothing that I can draw, or nothing that, you know, that any artist could paint that's as beautiful as what he's placed here for us. So that's what the organization is going to be called, Time to Paint. And large part of proceeds are going to go to an organization that puts I just did it for this last Christmas. It was my first Christmas that I collected artwork, pencils, paint, paintbrushes, anything that had to do with art I collected for children, and I sent it all to the church because I think that that's just such a positive medium for children. And we put it in an area that really, really needed it, of children that don't have a lot of money.
So. Wow, that's so inspiring. I just want to let you know, Tina, that our chat room, that's why I've been a little quiet. I've just been letting you share because everybody is just hitting me up. I just want to share with you that one of my listeners, Jada, said she is coming. She said, I can't believe I just talked to Tina and I will be at her concert in L.A. So people are saying, just hitting me up, where is it? I want to be there. Darlena is saying, I've never seen her perform, but I love her singing. And Jada said back, she's good. You should treat yourself to one of her concerts.
Oh, that's
so
crazy.
I mean, everybody is hitting me up. This is absolutely amazing. I'm getting ready to bring in another call who has been waiting for a while. Caller from 478, you're on the line with Tina Marie. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. This is
good.
Truly amazing. I would have never known I spoke with you. I'm getting chills on my all.
What's
over
your name?
Me right now. This is Darlena.
Hi, Darlena.
Hi. I wanted to tell you how much I love your music.
Thank you.
Wow.
It feels like I have now talking to you. This is amazing.
Wow, beautiful. That is wonderful.
Love it. And I was listening to her when she was speaking about color. It doesn't matter. You have a God-given gift. And I am so glad that I am able to be, that you're able to share it with me.
Thank
it doesn't
you.
Matter what color you are. You sing, girl.
I'm glad that
she brings shield
that
to
gift
me.
With me.
Yes, yes, you bring
I'm
shield to me.
I'm glad I was
me.
Given that gift.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm glad
and,
you're sharing.
I'm appreciative, and I thank him every day because it's really been I've had such an incredible life.
Right.
Because of my gift.
Right. And I
I've been able to change a lot of people's.
Right.
I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and we were laughing because I was like telling her, I said, you know, I said when I was growing up, I said I was a lot of sisters. First white friend. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
Because where I grew up was a really, really bad area. And in 70, 71, you know, when I was in like the ninth grade, you know, I went to Mark Twain Junior High in Venice. And it was a really, really tough time just racially between Mexican people, you know, white people, black people. And I was so excited when I got to go to public school for the first, you know, year because a lot of the people that I grew up around my neighborhood were Hispanic and black. And the first day I got to school, I was just so excited. I was like, oh, my God, I get to be, you know, around black people. And, you know, and I love the music. And, you know, I've always had since I was a little tiny girl. And my mother and father always had all kind of music playing in our house. And, you know, I was just excited just to be a part of music and
right.
and where it was going. And I was walking down the hall, and a group of girls came up to me, and this one particular girl, she said, "What color am I?" And I'm kind of sarcastic. I can be sarcastic. I'm not a back down kind of person. I don't start anything, but, you know, she looked at me, she said, "What color am I?" And I was like, I said, "Is this a trick question?" You know, because I just really felt like it was, you know.
Right, right, right. It's
and I was
setup.
Like, oh, my
setup.
God, it's my first day, you know.
Right.
And she was like, I said, "What color am I?" And I said, "Black." And she smacked the mess out of me.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was my first introduction. I had never had any experience like that in my whole life, and probably in my whole life I've only had a couple since. And, I mean, you know, she smacked me so hard that, you know how you when you see the little cartoon character, and the tweeting birds is flying around her head, and, you know, orange clovers and pink moons, and, you know. And it's really interesting because she and I ended up becoming really good friends.
Wow.
Because I could sing.
Right.
And I would come to school with my little turntable, my little battery-powered record player. And I was also an athlete. I was very fast. And I ran track. So at lunchtime, when we would be over on the track field, I would sit there with my records. And, you know, I had, shoot, Smokey Robinson and Brendan the Tabulations and... And the sisters was like, "Sing that Brendan the Tabulation song," you know. And I would sing, and I could sing just like Brenda, and, you know, I could sing just like Smokey. And so we had a camaraderie because of the music. One of my best friends was Tanya. She looked at me one day. She said, "I never liked white people."
She said that to you?
Oh, yeah. Until I met you. You know,
oh.
And she was like, you changed my mind, you know.
Wow.
She said, "It's not about that. It's about who treats you right and who is your family and who is respectful and who loves you." She said, "Now I see." She said, "I just never had that experience before." But after that, she was like a changed person, and I'd have to say so was I. I was also changed.
Wow. You know, I want to interject very quickly. Everybody, you know, we're all talking to Tina Marie today, just, you know, R&B legend, and it's just such an honor and a privilege to have you on Life Remix Radio, because who you are as a person embodies exactly what this show and what I stand for. You know, we're
I'm
just
really,
looking
really happy about that, because when I was when I first called you, you didn't pick up the phone, but you picked up the phone and I could hear about the prayer circle.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, and that's what you were talking about when I called.
I didn't
mean to cut you off, but, you know, I would like to, I'm going to start listening to your program because
we all need a
prayer circle around us.
You know what's so funny? I just want to touch on that for a minute. When I got out of the industry, and I have to explain this to everybody who's listening, you don't understand what it's like to work in the music business, especially as a publicist. You get all the perks in the world. Everybody gives you everything. You think you're the hottest. And what happened was I ended up raising my children. My children were very obnoxious. They felt very entitled. The schools that they attended, they were treated very differently because the mama and daddy's paying all of this money. So my children were just nuts. You know what I mean? And when I got out of the industry, do you know, it took me a year to purge that life out of me. And to this day, I can probably rattle off 10 to 20 people off the top of my head that secretly called me and said, "How did you get out and what are you doing now?"
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many people that are afraid to just even acknowledge, even me with naming the show Today's Hottest Topics from a Faith-Based Perspective, that scared the hell out of me because I'm like, dang, none of my... You know, hip-hop friends are going to listen. They're going to think I'm trying to beat them with a Bible. It's not even that.
You know, these people, there are people out there that are broken and that don't have anybody because they don't fit into a church. They don't fit into a, they don't believe in what Catholicism believes in, and they're just wandering souls. So I think I do what I do, and I allow God to work through me to let people know, look, God is not up in the air, you know, waiting to point a finger and send you into damnation. God lives in your heart. And if that's where God lives in your heart, you can embody the Spirit of God in all that you do, be it the industry, be it me having a radio show, being a mom. And it's just, I do what I do every single day, and I live my life, and I rock my lane, the lane that I know I'm supposed to be in, to create shows exactly like this, to create a forum for people to engage. It almost brings my heart to tears, and y'all know, everybody who listens to me every day, I am such, you know, like a crybaby and a goober over certain things. If I get another hit up in the chat room about, Tina, your voice, it has to, and I say this not sarcastically because you're a singer, every single person is hitting me up that says, your voice is so mellow, it's like an angel, and it's so soft. I mean, people are just saying, I can't believe you're on the phone. I can't believe you're touching. You're human, and you're a person, and I consider it an honor and a privilege to have you on my show, and everybody is just hitting you up and saying thank you. Thank you for sharing. I mean, do you get that wherever you go, Tina, or do people still just kind of treat you with superstardom? I think right now it's amazing you're letting us see the real side.
I don't live like that. First of all, I'm very shy.
Really?
In a forum like this, I can speak because it's really important to me. But normally, I don't like a lot of attention.
Really?
Like my daughter sings. She's awesome. And she loves it. You know, she's like, I'm like, well, how'd you like that today when we went and sang for Stevie Wonder's Unity Festival? And she was just awesome. And, you know, like me, I would rather go sit in the corner and just disappear after I sing it. When I'm on the stage, it's one thing. I love
right.
it. But when I'm off, I don't want the tension. And I was like, how'd that feel to you? She was like, this is it, Mommy. This is my life, you know. And I
yeah.
was like, okay. And she was out signing autographs. And, you know, I like what I'm doing right now while I'm on the phone with you because I feel like I have a lot to say. But I came from a very humble family. I had really, really good upbringing, and I've raised my daughter the same way, and I don't look at myself.
How old is she, Tina?
Oh,
she's, how old's your daughter?
She'll be 17 on Christmas Day.
Oh, okay.
And I don't look at myself as any different than anyone else, other than I've been giving an amazing gift to be able to look at things and write about them and put them to music, you know.
I'm sorry, I mean to cut you off. I just got a question in the chat room. Dropping Seed Radio wants to know, have you ever considered writing a book?
I'm writing a book right now.
Ooh, okay, everybody. Y'all heard it here first.
Yes.
Y'all heard it here right on Life Remix Radio first. Miss Tina Marie is writing a book. Can you share a little bit about what the book will be about?
It's about my life.
Oh,
it's
autobiography.
It's vignettes of my life. And the people that I've met and the things that I've done. And I'm writing it wherever I feel it. Like the first part of it I wrote is called The Summer of 72. So I'm just writing it how whatever hits me, I write about that. And then when I'm all done, then I'll put it all together in chronological order.
You know, my first book that I released in 2003 is entitled From Hip Hop to Heaven.
Mm.
And just the whole concept, thank you so much. Just the whole concept of From Hip Hop to Heaven, I grew up above this place called the Village Gate in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And right downtown on Bleecker Street. And I talk about all of the people that I met, performers coming into the Village Gate. So, you know, just based on my environment, I think I was destined. You know, my stepfather was a recording engineer. My mother was a publicist. So I think I was destined to be in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got in the industry, of course, you are around other industry people. So for me, when I grew up, that's all I knew. But when I made my exodus into a more peace-filled place, I feel my life is so much more fulfilled than when I ever worked in the industry. So I did what you're working on, where you just kind of document, and I just wrote about snapshots in my life and then put it in chronological order. And it is the most freeing thing in the world. I don't know how many of you out there that are listening, right? Writing frees you. Do you feel that writing your book is freeing you?
I've always felt that writing frees me. I've been writing since I was a little girl. I was an English major. So I've been writing stories, you know, since I was a little small child. And it's always such a wonderful thing for me because, you know, all I need is a piece of paper and a pen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you can take that and take that anywhere. You know?
You are so right about that. A word for you, just hit us up in the chat room, and it says, Tina Marie, I love you for allowing your gift of voice to touch lives. I'm one of the lives you've touched. Continue to do the will of the one who sent you. So you're just getting more and more accolades. So a word for you, thank you for sending us that message on the chat line. Would you like to just share a special message, Tina, to a word for you, just from your heart to theirs?
Well, I have to say I have tears in my eyes right now. Because,
wow.
The last few years have really, really been a struggle for me. And like I said, I've been through so much with the accidents and with losing Rick and, shoot, with entering perimenopause.
Well, I'm there.
All at the same time. So,
well, I'm there. I feel you,
you know,
on that one.
It's just really, really been a struggle, and it just means so much to me to hear these things. And, you know, just to know that I have been able to touch people because, you know, sometimes I have a tendency in the last few years to really beat myself down. And I had to really realize that's really a sin, you know. And I'm just really, really thankful, and I'm just really happy that I was able to do this today. And
well,
we're happy to have you.
You
know, I'm giving something, but believe me, what I'm getting is much more.
Well,
much
I have to share with you.
Well, it's much more what I'm getting than what I'm giving.
Well, I just, you know, I think there's a certain level of reciprocity that exists within universal laws.
Oh, the Lauryn Hill word. I love that word.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. And, I mean, I'm looking, you know what is so funny? I have such high energy. And when I started the show, I was so excited, and I'm jumping out of my seat. You know, I can't contain it. And I have to say, you know, I don't get starstruck too often just by virtue of what I've done for a living. But some people just touch you in a different way. And I feel like my energy is so needed in a different place. I have to say, I have 2 pages of questions to ask you, and that's just not the direction in which this conversation was supposed to go. I want to tell you right now, my darling, Droppin' Seed Radio said he is praying for you, and that's when you said you had a dizzy spell. And also, I just want to let you know, Darlena, who just spoke with you, she said she's praying for you too. Y'all don't know, there's power in the testimony, and there's power in sharing your words, because did you just hear how she said we're empowering and uplifting her just as she's doing to all of us? And I think the more we engage in this and put our energies together, nothing is impossible. We have another caller from 919. I know that's in North Carolina. Caller from 919, are you with us? Oop, did I get the board right? Caller from 919, are you with us? Hello? Okay, well, I'm going to mute that line. Maybe she just fell off. ET1173 said, what's up, Tina? You're my girl, a soulful diva. Sweet Brown Skin just said, God is real, and he can do, and he will. And Darlena said, thank God for you and this show. And a word for you just ended up saying, there is power in prayer. So, Miss T, are you still with us, Miss Tina?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm just going to try to get 919 back in again. 919, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi. Would you like to speak with Tina Marie? What's your name?
My name is Denise E. Hobson.
Hi, welcome to the show. We're down to 15 minutes of the show, so this hour is going so quickly. Your comments, please.
Well, I just wanted to tell you, you are an awesome young lady, and I have always enjoyed your music.
Thank you.
Truly, truly, you have been a blessing to all, to many people, to know that they can do and work on their dreams. And I just hope much success for you.
Thank you. I hope much success for you, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for calling in. We have another caller from a 510 area code. Caller, what's your name?
Yes, this is Tracy, a word for you.
Tracy.
Hi, woman of God. I just want to thank you for your obedience unto the Father, for bringing a show like this on Blog Talk Radio. And also, Tina Marie, I just want to thank God for you. As I stated in the chat room, you have been a blessing to me. Your music has moved me when I needed to be moved. And you just continue to trust in God, because what God has for you is for you, and all that you've gone through is only for a purpose. We all have to go through in order to get to where God wants us to be.
I know
and
that.
You have,
because if we only had joy and didn't experience sorrow, then we wouldn't know how great the joy is.
That's right. I love you.
Perfectly said. Thank you so much for calling in. We have another caller, 919-395. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How y'all doing today?
Hi. Do you have a question or a comment for Miss Tina Marie?
At this time, I just tuned in. I was in at the beginning of the hour, so I didn't hear the show, but I will just let both of you know you're doing a wonderful thing. Keep doing what you're doing. I know that you will continue to succeed because you're putting God first, and you're in my prayers.
Thank you.
I have another caller, 919-790. Are you there? Okay. I think some people just called to listen in, so I just wanted to acknowledge everybody that's hitting us up. Prepnow.org, just hit us up in the chat room. Tina, we love you, girl. So that's a little bit more. I want to just kind of lighten it up just a smidgen. I just see, Tina, that you will be at B.B. King's Blues Club in New York City in September. Girl,
yes.
I will be right there in the front row.
Oh, great.
B.B. King, for those of you that may or may not be in the area, it's on 42nd Street and 8th Avenue. And my office, where this show is broadcast from, is on 39th Street and 8th Avenue.
Walk out of the building and come around the block.
That's right. You know, a couple weeks ago, some nut was climbing up the New York Times building.
I literally
saw that right out of my window. So you are right around the corner. So if you want a place to just crash for 5 minutes and your hotel is too far away, just know that Cy's office is right around the corner.
All right. Thank you.
Well, you know what? Now that the mood is just lightening up, I want to say, I see that you are being honored and given a Pioneer Award by the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. Can you talk a little bit about that? That's so amazing.
It's in Philadelphia on September 9th. It was like 400 people up for it, and they picked Chaka Khan, The Whispers, and myself. And I'm getting the Individual Artist Award. And I'm just very, very excited. It's supposed to be a really big thing.
It is. I mean, my friend Dee Dee handles the PR for the show, and she got that from me. She's like, Sai, ask her about this. So I think this whole thing with the Rhythm and Blues Foundation is pretty big. So more kudos to you. Listen, I just got another hit up in the chat room. They're putting together an alumni homecoming and wants to know if you would be interested in performing at an HBCU alumni event.
Sure.
Okay. I'll make her publicist email and contact information available offline because I do not need anybody cussing me out after we talk about all this love in the room and then all of a sudden phone numbers are circulating on the internet. So we will make sure that that information is available to you, because you know what? Someone with just such a sweet, sweet, sweet spirit as yours, we want to make sure that, you know, everybody gets a little sample, everybody gets a little taste. You know, we're down to the last 9 minutes of the show, but I do want to ask one thing. You mentioned that your daughter is in the industry, and my younger son is getting into acting. Do you have any reservations about her getting into acting?
It's probably not a profession that I would have chose.
Mm-hmm.
But she's so talented, and it's kind of always been obvious since she was a little girl that she would do music and theater. So, you know, I have to be a good mother and step outside of how I feel and support her. And
you know
what to do, like my mother did with me. And I think she's going to be fine because I am her mother, and I'm not going to let certain things happen to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she's just really talented, and I'm happy for her.
I saw a picture of her on Media Takeout, and she is absolutely, I don't know if you read MediaTakeout.com, but I saw a picture of her there, and she was absolutely beautiful. And the picture of you was absolutely stunning. The two of you were together. So
it was recent?
Yeah, actually about maybe 2-3 weeks ago.
No, the BET Awards.
You know what? That's probably where they did it.
BET Awards.
Yep, I bet you that's where it was, because you guys were kind of zhuzhed up a little bit.
We were.
You were kind of, you know, dolled up a little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, sometimes you see celebrities on these websites and they have Starbucks in their hand or they're getting gas.
Yeah, no. We were at the BET Awards.
Yeah, you were looking pretty good. Oh, you
she's
know what?
She's a really beautiful, beautiful girl, but more importantly, she's beautiful on the inside. She's
well,
really,
you know what she
really
is.
Sweet. She's really a sweet child. She has a really good heart. She was born on Christmas Day. And the New Year's before that, New Year's 90 going into 91, at midnight, if I'm not working, all my friends come over to my house and I cook.
Oh, nice. Okay.
This was one of the years that I was not working and I was cooking. And at midnight, usually we say prayers. And I went and prayed by myself that night. I prayed that God would send me a little girl. And about 4 months later, on April 9th, I got pregnant, and my baby came on Christmas Day, and she was due on Christmas Day. So that's been my greatest gift. If I never get another gift, you know, I've had my daughter and I've had music.
Well, I have to say, we have to be careful what we wish for. Because we have a way of getting it. I know, you know, you send it out to the universe. Once you send it, you can't take it back.
This is true.
So whatever you put out there, you will get back. Listen, Tiffany Janae just hit us up in the chat room, and she said, why did you choose to go to Cash Money?
Cash Money came after me. Somebody had heard my CD was already done. And when I went down to New Orleans, I was like, what am I going down there for? I was like, me and Cash Money, I was like, that just sounds like opposite ends of the pole. But I agreed to talk to him, and I've had a very interesting life. So I was like, let me go see what this is about. And they were so nice and so respectful, and they were like, no, we don't want to put you on the Cash Money label. We're going to start a classic label. And you're going to be the first artist on the classic label. So it'll be separate and apart from what we do as Cash Money. We want you to do what you do and make the music that you make.
Wow.
I thought that was awesome.
yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
They treated me like a queen, a little queen. You know, they're very
treated you like a lady.
I'm still very, very close to them. And, It was a great experience.
Can you talk to us as we wind down? We're down to the last 5 minutes of the show. Just about Sapphire?
On my last album,
mm-hmm.
Sapphire, I really felt like Rick was with me.
Wow.
I was writing a lot of the stuff on the CD. It just felt like he was riding with me, because we were so close. And a few of the songs that are on the CD I wrote about him, and it just was really a different experience, because it really, really felt like, you know, like I wasn't just writing by myself, you know.
Right.
Like, some of the music that came through just seemed like more, a little edgy and more like him, you know.
Mhm.
And there are some really, really, well, the resilient song that I told you about with the bird that rises from the ashes.
Mhm. The phoenix. That's the phoenix.
That's a duet with my daughter. And
wow.
That's on the CD. It's the last song on the CD. So there's some really, really beautiful moments on the album. The song Romantica I wrote about Rick, and has a beautiful, beautiful string orchestra on it, and I liked it a lot.
Well, everybody, you know, everybody.
It was really for him. He called me Sapphire.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, you're so peaceful when you talk of him. Like, sounds like true soulmates, right?
Well, probably my musical soulmate.
Okay.
If you can have one, probably, you know. I really have to say God is my musical soulmate, because he really sends me the music. But on this earth, you know,
mm-hmm.
I would have to say he was my musical soulmate. And I don't think he's my soulmate. I know who that is, but musically, yes.
Wow. Well, we're down to the last 2 minutes of the show. This hour flew by. I mean, it just went so quickly. Can you just leave us with a word of encouragement, and then I'll just close out the show?
Let me see.
Just a kind word for us.
Okay, well, how about if I just leave you with a scripture?
Yeah,
you
come to the right place.
I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my strength. My strength cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Behold, he that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun will not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will preserve thee from all evil. He will preserve thy soul. He will preserve thy coming in and thy going out from this moment and even forevermore. I love you, Lord. You heard my cry and pitied every groan as long as I live. Jesus, I will hasten to your throne.
I'm speechless, and all I can say is, Son of Man said thank you. Cyber Mixtape Show said we love you, Tina. Darlena said God bless you. Dropping Seed Radio said wow. I'm in tears. True View Radio said thank you for your support. Jada said thank you. Darlena said thanks, Tina. And I just want to leave everybody with this. I love you all for listening, and I love you all for supporting me and the vision that God gave me for this show. Just know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Thanks, God. Thank you, Tina, for joining us today, and so it is.
Thank you. Hello?